Hello guys and girls, welcome back to my podcast, Believing in Her, with me, Emily Howes. Now on today's episode, I actually have no script, I have nothing written down, I have no bullet points, but I just want to talk about how important patience is. Now we all hear the saying, patience is key, but I feel like none of us actually implement that into our lives. Like, I'm the most impatient person ever, like honestly. I want everything done now. I want everything high speed. I try and control things. I try and force things because I want everything to just happen so fast. It's only been in the last couple of weeks that I'm really starting to realize that by trying to force things or trying to make everything happen instantly and now, I am becoming unhappy. Like, I'm making myself unhappy. And by doing that, I'm not trusting the universe. I'm not trusting the path that I'm on. I'm not trusting God's plan. I am literally trying to force things and making things worse for myself. So I really just want to talk about how important patience is. And obviously when we talk about patience, we think like just being patient in that given moment. But I think we need to learn to be patient in life. It's so easy to compare our timelines to other people, like people that we see on Instagram, our friends, our family members, people that you don't even know. Like, you compare everything they have to your life and think, why haven't I got that yet? Why am I not there yet? Why is my business not taken off like theirs have? Why am I not engaged like they are? Why am I not having kids? Why have I not got a 6-bedroom house like they do? Like, it's so easy in this day and age to compare yourself, especially due to social media. Everyone posts the good parts of their life. And in hindsight, everyone's life isn't that great, like all the time. You don't know what is going on behind closed doors. You don't know what struggles that person is dealing with. That person might be glamorizing their relationship, but they might be in an abusive relationship behind closed doors. That person's business might look like it's absolutely taking off and they're thriving, but they might be in the most debt that they've ever been in. You cannot compare your life to someone else's, and you definitely can't force things that just aren't meant to be. Now, I am the worst person for trying to force things. I always have been. I've always tried to control every situation. I don't know where that's come from. I would love to dig deeper and go to therapy and figure out why I try and control every situation. It's definitely come from like insecurities of mine, but I've just never dug deep enough to figure out why. Like, why am I trying to control situations? Why am I trying to force everything to happen now that's just not meant to be? Like, things that don't align with my truest self. Like, why am I trying to force that? And like I said, it's a big part of social media and in this day and age, comparing your lives to others and not feeling good enough or not feeling like your life is as good as theirs. But the more you focus on that, the less happy you are actually going to be. Like, the more I focus on what other people are doing, or when I see other people get engaged, or when I see other people buying a house, you don't actually know deep down if they are truly happy. You don't know what struggles they are actually dealing with. You don't know what mental health issues they're dealing with. Just because that person has loads of boys chasing them and they look like they're living their best life and they've got a successful career and they look stunning doesn't actually mean that their mental health is like 10 out of 10 and they are the happiest version of themselves and they're living in their highest form. The only person that you should be focusing on in your whole life is yourself and your children, if you have children. But you should never be focusing on other people and what they have. And like I said, patience is absolutely key when it comes to living your best life, because things aren't just going to happen bam, 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 bam for you, because that just isn't how life works. You will have your breakthrough when you've been patient and when you've trusted the universe and when you've trusted in God's plan, and the universe will give it to you when you are ready for it. Like, there's been so many times in my life where I thought I wanted something and I look back and I think I wasn't ready for that then. Like, there's no way in hell that I probably would have been able to handle that situation, even though I handle a lot of things that life throws at me. I am so impatient that I think that I want it all there and then, when in reality, when I look back, I would not have been able to handle that situation if it was thrown at me then. And also, it might have been given to me then and it might have made my life 10 times worse. So when I talk about being patient, it's for your own benefit. Like, being patient and living in the moment and enjoying the moment and enjoying the state that you're currently in is so important. Because if you go back to my last episode, I talk about you need to stop waiting for when to be happy. This is literally the same thing. You need to be patient and enjoy the current state that you're in. The universe is not going to give you everything that you want at once, because you will not be able to handle it. And there is a reason why you're not getting the things that you want now. Everything happens for a reason. The reason that you're not getting engaged now is for an actual reason. The reason that you've not met your dream partner yet is for a reason. The reason that your business hasn't hit the highest of success yet is for a reason. And you need to trust that. You need to trust the process. You need to trust the universe. And you need to be patient with it. Because like I said, I try and force things so hard, like so hard. I always used to think in my past relationships, well, why have I not had this yet? And why have I not we not done that yet? And same with my business. Like, there's been times where I haven't achieved everything that I've wanted in my business in an instant. And I look back now and I think, well, there's a reason why I haven't actually achieved everything that I've wanted to achieve yet. Like, as much as life goes so quickly, like, there is still so much more time to come, and you cannot achieve everything you want in your life in your early 20s, because then what? Then what else are you going to have to achieve? You'll have nothing. So you just need to trust the process and be patient. Now, not only do you need to be patient in the long run, but you also need to be patient in general. Like, when you are impatient, you become more angry, you snap at more people, you cause more arguments with people, you cause more of a rift with people. And being patient is such an attractive trait. When you're patient, it brings calmness to your life. When you're patient, you're more mindful. When you're more patient, you are more happier. There's so many good benefits of practicing being patient. And I know that sounds crazy, because people probably think, well, I am patient, but I can guarantee 9 times out of 10 you're not. I can guarantee that you get irritated. It might just be that the washing machine hasn't finished washing your clothes and you're like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Like, and that just causes you to be more tense, more stressed, and be an ugly person. Being patient is so attractive, and it also has a lot to do with mindfulness. Like, since I've practiced meditation, I've become a lot more patient with things. Like I said, I used to want everything to be done right now. I wanted everything to be done right this second, otherwise I wouldn't be happy. Well, that's a really shit way to live, because everything isn't going to be done right now and when I want it on my demands. So learning to be patient is so important to just be happy in the present moment. Have you ever heard the saying, good things come to those who wait? And it's so true. Like, the longer you wait for things, the bigger the breakthrough. And I know that sounds so annoying, because I know a lot of you are going to be thinking, well, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait to find love. I don't want to wait for my next big holiday. I don't want to wait for all of these things. And that is true. Like, no one wants to wait. But the key to being patient is learning to be happy in the moment. And I really advise you to go back and listen to my Stop Waiting for When to Be Happy podcast episode, because we literally speak about how to be happy in the given moment and not to be constantly chasing the next high and not be chasing the next thing. Because I honestly, I'm telling you guys, you will waste so many years of your life. I have been there, where I've wasted so many months or weeks or years of my life waiting for a moment to be happy. And actually, in reality, when that moment came, I wasn't actually that happy. So I just wasted time worrying and stressing and chasing a moment and or a situation. And it didn't actually even make me that happy when I got to that moment. So patience is so important. And with that, you just really need to learn to be happy in the moment. And there's so many ways that you can be happy in the moment. You can speak to friends, you can see friends, you can pick up new hobbies and passions. Journaling has really helped me. Meditation, saying things that you're grateful for. Actually, gratitude is probably one of the most important things that I have learned since the beginning of the year in my healing journey to do, because I never used to be grateful for anything. Honestly, I was, but I wouldn't speak it into into existence. I wouldn't speak it into the universe. I wouldn't actually acknowledge it. Like, and even though deep down I was grateful for things, I'd never put it out there. And when you are grateful for things and when you focus on the good, more good comes to you. It literally, the saying is so true. When you focus on the good gets better. And when you're grateful for things, you will in return get more things that you are going to be grateful for. There's been so many times in my life where I have just wanted a moment to happen for me and to feel that content feeling and to feel that happiness. But in reality, I can make myself happy now. I just need to change my mindset. I can make myself feel content now. Again, I just need to change my mindset. I will get to a point in my life, maybe I'll be 40 or 50, and I'll look back and think, wow, I was constantly forcing situations. I was constantly stressing. I was constantly worrying. I was constantly chasing the next moment or the next high or the next thrill. And I am going to waste so many years of my life if I just constantly keep trying to chase that moment and chase that feeling, when in reality, I need to build my life now to be a happy and fulfilled, satisfied life so I can wake up every day happy. I can wake up with not that heavy feeling on my chest of anxiety and worry and stress and feeling like I'm not where I want to be in life, because you will live the rest of your life feeling like you're not where you want to be in your life, especially in your early 20s and 30s. These are the best years of your life. Like, you should be happy in this moment. So instead of focusing on the things that you haven't got yet and the things that you want, think about the things that you do have now. Think about the things that you've got to be grateful for now. Think about the things that you can do now to make your life better. It's all about the small daily habits that will change your life in the long run. So focus on them instead of just chasing the next high and trying to force these situations that just aren't meant to be. Practice patience, practice mindfulness, practice gratitude. Because I promise you, when you start practicing these dailies, even if it's just for 5 minutes, every day, it won't happen overnight, but every day you will slowly start feeling like a more patient and content, happy person. And like I said, life isn't all sunshines and rainbows. Like, you know, it comes with a lot of stresses. It comes with a lot of worries. It comes with a lot of anxieties. You don't want to make that worse for yourself by just constantly chasing the next moment or trying to control situations and forcing situations that simply aren't meant to be. The quicker you let go and detach from everything and situations and outcomes and people, the happier you will be. Like, I promise you now, I've spent so many years of my life, the whole of my 20s, I'm 28 now, the whole of my 20s, I've spent being so attached to things, so attached to people and situations and outcomes, and try to force them so that they can happen now. I honestly promise you now, when you try and force these situations, they will not happen in the way that you want them to happen. They literally will not happen if you try and force them. If you was with the love of your life and everything was amazing and everything was perfect and they were going to propose to you, would you want to, as a girl, plan the whole engagement, plan everything, every second of the engagement, every little detail of it, and there be no surprise to it whatsoever? Or would you want it to happen naturally without any of your input, you not even knowing about it? This is the love of your life. They just surprise you. They just bring it on you. It's the most amazing moment ever. You're shocked. You're crying. You're happy. You're in your absolute element. You're on cloud nine. Which one would you want it to be? Because I absolutely would want it to be the latter. I would want to have no expectations for it. I would want no control over it. I would want no input in it. I would want to be so surprised and happy and excited and thrilled in that moment. And I'd want it to be the best feeling that I've ever had in my life with absolutely no control over that. And that literally goes for so many elements of your life. Like, why would you want to control all of these situations and have so much control over it? Because I can guarantee the outcome will not make you happy when you've had to control and force the situation. And that goes for everything. It goes for business, it goes for relationships, it goes for hobbies and passions. Like, when you are trying to control it with everything that you have in you, and you are trying to manipulate the situation, and you are trying to gaslight a situation, then you will not be happy with the outcome. You need to learn to let go. And I will repeat this in every single podcast episode. But if you haven't listened to some of Mel Robbins' podcasts or read her book yet, then I advise you do so, because she literally talks about the power of letting go and the power of just letting people do what they want. When you let someone do what they want and you detach from them, or do you detach from a situation, you will feel so much less stressed. You will feel so much less worried. You will stop fixating on every outcome and every person, and you will be able to start living your life the best way possible. And when you truly want something in life, like for me, I do want to find love. I'll be completely in denial if I told you guys that I'm happy being a boss bitch, I'm happy living on my own, I'm happy being so independent that I will never need a man again. That's a complete bullshit lie. I love love. I am an absolute lover girl. I love being in a relationship. Yes, the last 4 months I have enjoyed being on my own. I have enjoyed not worrying about a relationship. I have enjoyed finding myself again and learning what makes me happy and finding new hobbies and passions and growing and being more independent. I have loved all of that, and I know that I am okay on my own. I'm learning that it's fine to be on your own. But I am a lover girl. I love being in a relationship. I love being with someone and making memories with them, and then being your partner and your ride or die. I know that's not everything, but that is something that I do want in my future. But I am so patient now that I know that will come. It might be in 3 months, it might be in 3 years, it might be in 10 years, but I know that day will come, and I'm not rushing it anymore. I'm not forcing it. I'm not desperate. If I'm giving that desperate energy out to the universe, they are just going to give me a load of shit. And I don't want shit. I want the best thing since sliced bread. I want my next relationship to be everything. I want it to tick every box. But if I'm forcing it and I'm desperate and I'm going out looking for it and I'm literally so attached to that, then I will get something that's not that great. I won't get something that's as high value as I want, because I've literally forced the situation. I've literally been desperate, and that person won't be the one, because I've literally just tried to force it upon myself and them. I will wait for that thing to come to me, because I'm so patient and I'm so happy in myself and I'm so content with my life at the moment, that I know that one day when the timing is right and the universe knows that I'm ready for it, then it can bless me with that beautiful love. But you cannot force something like that. You cannot force a business. You cannot force a friendship. You cannot force a hobby. You cannot force love. Like, for me, I don't want a mediocre life. I do not want a mediocre, standard, boring life. Like, for some people, that is what they want. They just want a chilled lifestyle. They just want a chilled relationship. They just want the basics. But I don't want that. Like, I know I'm worth so much more than that. I know I'm a high value woman, and I want the best of everything possible. So I know I've got to be patient with that. I know that the universe will give me that. They will bless me with that. Like, if I spend the next few months or the next few years still being consistently grateful and mindful and patient and happy with what I have in my life now. But I know if I want the best of the best, then it's not just going to fall at my feet today. I know that I need to be patient, and I know my breakthrough is coming. I know that all of the time and energy that I've spent into healing myself and trying to be a better person and trying to be grateful and happy in the moment will reward me with something so amazing in the future. You just can't force these things, guys. I've seen so many people jump from relationship to relationship to relationship and not being patient, because they're so desperate for love that they've settled for the bare minimum. And we do not want to settle here. We want to live a high value, amazing life where we get everything that we deserve and more. We are not settling for a mediocre life with desperate energy and clinging on to things just because it's comfortable. We don't want comfort. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. We're thriving for more here. And to do that, we do need to be patient. It's not going to happen overnight. So patience is absolutely key when it comes to having an amazing life. It is not going to happen overnight, guys. I promise you, everything that you want in life, the universe will give you if you spend your days, your weeks, your months being grateful, spending time with friends, enjoying your hobbies, actually just being mindful and present in the given moment. And I promise you, these things will come to you as long as you just let go and detach and stop trying to force every situation. I really hope you've enjoyed this podcast episode, guys. I feel like I needed this, like I needed to talk about this, because I feel like in the last couple of weeks, I've been super impatient with things. I've wanted everything to happen now. I have tried to force a few situations, not with people, but just in my business, and things that just weren't meant to be, I've tried to force them. And in my gut, I knew that it didn't feel 100% right. It didn't feel like it was moving naturally or going with the flow. It kind of felt like I was forcing it, and I felt like I was becoming very attached to these situations. So I needed to speak this into existence and remind myself that patience is key, and I just need to trust the universe to do its thing and stop trying to false situations that aren't meant to be. And even if they are meant to be, that the universe will give that to me when the time is right. Timing is everything, guys. Like, you need to just trust that your timings in life are going to be different to everyone else's. They're going to be so different to your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your best friends, your aunts, your uncles, your colleagues, the postmans. Your timing in life is so different to theirs, and you need to trust that the path that you're on is the right path. You cannot foresee situations. You need to let go. And again, like I said, I needed to have this conversation with you guys today, because I have been trying to force situations recently, and I've realized that they're just not aligning with my timeline right now. And I need to just trust the universe is going to provide me with something better. It's going to gift me with something so much better. I just need to trust the process. And like I talked about in my manifestation podcast episode, if you haven't listened to that as well, I suggest you go back and listen. Don't just sit back and absolutely wait. Don't sit back and do absolutely nothing. Obviously, still try and do things that are going to make you happy in the given moment, but just don't try and force things, because you end up having an outcome that doesn't fulfill you, doesn't satisfy you, and you may even mess up the universe's timeline for you and the gifts that the universe is going to give you in the future if you cling on to things and you attach yourself to things and you try and force things. So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Please give me a message on Instagram, Believing in Her Podcast, if you have any other topics you want me to talk about or any dilemmas or scenarios that you want me to discuss. I love you all. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.